everybody, and welcome to the Superhumanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to follow us on Superhumanistic on everything. And if these podcasts and YouTube videos are helping you, make sure you leave a rating and review so others can find it. Today, we're going to start off with a recap of last week, which was the benefits of reading. Yeah. And that is part of our morning routine series. So if you haven't heard those videos or podcasts, feel free to go back and listen to those to get caught up on the benefits of having a good morning routine. And listen to last week for all the benefits of reading. This week, we're going to be talking about diet. Although I don't really like to refer to it as a diet, and we'll get into more of that next week as well as we continue on with a series about eating the right foods, essentially. So we are flexitarian, Mediterranean diet people, sometimes vegan, so we go back and forth, which is kind of what flexitarian is. Mostly vegan with some animal products, and that's basically how we eat. Do you want to talk a little bit more about those styles of eating and the benefits?
Yeah, so I think like why we refer to ourselves as flexitarian, like my husband was saying, we do add in animal products, so mainly like the seafood or some sort of poultry into our diet. We noticed that just eating plant-based, we felt a little weak throughout the week or months. Not saying that we can't go plant-based, but we just noticed for ourselves being flexitarian helps to like keep our energy up. So really, there's so many different types of diets out there. I know diet can be like this big trigger word for some people. So some people need like that rigidity of a diet plan and like telling you what to eat and when to eat and how much to eat, where others do better just like really truly listening to their bodies. So for us, we just noticed that we feel our best when we are doing that flexitarian diet, which is a mix of the Mediterranean. So benefits of a Mediterranean diet, which again is primarily plant-based diet. This diet includes whole grains, a lot of olive oil. So adding olive oil and replacing like those butters and animal products with the olive oil. Having more fruits, veggies, beans, legumes, nuts, herbs, and spices. What's different from Mediterranean versus like the vegan is that you're adding in the fish, seafood, and different animal proteins into your diet. So eggs and dairy products as well. So with this specific diet, the Mediterranean diet, research actually shows that this diet reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease. So you're not adding in as much of the animal protein to your diet, but still getting some amounts of that. The main thing is that you're replacing those oils and butters with the olive oil. So it helps to reduce that risk of cardiovascular diseases. It's also linked to better sleep. So eating a balanced meal, specifically Mediterranean meal, is linked to better sleep, reduced inflammation. You have an increase in your lifespan. There was this Netflix series that we watched, and I believe the diet that most of like the blue zone, which are these zones throughout the world that have the longest living citizens in these specific zones, their diets all related to the Mediterranean diet. So increased lifespan, lower risk of heart disease, reduces dementia as well, lowers your chance of getting prostate cancer, may benefit your vision, especially as you get older following this Mediterranean diet, and then boost your mental health as well. A lot of similar benefits come with the vegan diet. So again, with ourselves, we consider ourselves to be more the flexitarian. So we're replacing some of our meals by adding in just alternatives to those fish or the chicken that we normally would add. We'll look for vegan products to supplement throughout our weeks for a certain number of meals. So we're not like strictly vegan or strictly Mediterranean, but just where we're able to replace some of those choices, we do. So with the vegan diet in specific, it does reduce your risk of developing a variety of different cancers. It also lowers your risk of diabetes. You have less cholesterol, so lower your cholesterol as well. You have improved digestion. And I do notice that, like, when I have vegan meals throughout my week, and then maybe on the weekend, we decide to add in some more animal protein into our diet, I will notice that my digestion does change. So there really is something to eating vegan meals. Like, my digestion is better when I'm eating the vegan meals. And there's could be a lot of different reasons for this, but I've just noticed, like, my food, the foods that I am putting into my body do impact how I'm feeling and my systems within my body. For vegan meals, you also have the boost in your mental health, so better mental health, improved kidney function, lower risk of cognitive impairment. You will end up seeing weight loss as you begin to cut out some of those meats and heavy carbohydrates that you might be eating, adding in just a few of these items into your diet, and making sure that you're eating enough of the good foods will help you to lose some weight as well. Lower risk of hypertension, lower your risk of type 2 diabetes, lower blood sugar levels, and reduces migraines as well. So very many benefits to both the Mediterranean and vegan diet. We notice, though, that for myself at least, if I'm not being flexible in my diet and what I'm choosing to eat and put into my body, that's when more of those like binge eating habits might come into place, because you're like starving your body of those foods that it's really craving. So maybe those animal products that were like, actually we enjoy having cheese every once in a while instead of always just having plant-based cheese. And we noticed there are some differences in taste with some of the vegan items. So it's still like a work in progress for us adding some of those in, but I would say that we truly do follow being flexitarian. We've cut out really all of red meat for ourselves. Sometimes will have some red meat, but I never eat red meat. So
yeah, as Jessica mentioned, a lot of great benefits there. Help you maintain a healthy weight, and you can improve your brain and gut health, boost your creativity and mood, and also you can reduce your environmental impact because it takes a lot of water and forest land and all those type of things to get red meat. So as Jessica was saying, we essentially, because she doesn't eat red meat, that means basically I don't eat red meat, but I do still enjoy going out for a steak once in a while or a burger every now and again. And I think that's good too. I think we read a study from a Harvard professor, a nutritionist, that eating meat, red meat, is also good part and a good staple of a healthy diet on occasion. Certainly should be treated more as a treat versus something that you eat weekly or something like that. But it's still important to get that red meat in. A lot of great benefits within red meat that help you stay healthy, and different proteins and things like that. So that can be good. As Jessica was mentioning earlier, I've tried to go completely vegan before and definitely felt weak. I try to do it after watching Game Changers on Netflix, which talks about all the benefits of eating a vegan diet. One of the benefits they mention is increased blood circulation, which can help when you're working out, muscle recovery, and those type of things. But as I mentioned, for me, it was just made me feel kind of weaker at the gym and kind of lethargic and lazy overall. And I think one of the reasons that happens is when you eat vegan, you actually need to increase your calories. Mm-hmm. Typically, you want to stay hungry anytime that you eat a meal and not overdo it, have that portion control. But when you're eating vegan, it's actually a little bit different. You want to sort of binge eat those good foods and kind of get a little bit overfilled. And I think if you do it that way, and you also make sure you're getting enough protein through beans and all those different varieties, nuts, etc., then you should be okay. But definitely recommend checking with a nutritionist or something if you're looking to go vegan, because that's a little more difficult. I've also tried the keto diet as well, and it was kind of a similar experience with that. Just didn't really feel like myself. Felt a little weaker in the gym working out and a little more lethargic. It was kind of the same experience with trying to go keto, which I've tried as well. So for me, you got to listen to your body, and I prefer just having a well-balanced diet and everything in moderation, mostly a lot of fruits, a lot of veggies, healthy grains, lean proteins, and all those type of things. One of my recommendations would be, if you're just starting out with healthy eating, is to find some easy, healthy crock pot recipes. That's a good way to get started eating healthy, because it's easy to do, it tastes really good, and it gets you set up for about 2 to 3 days with the leftovers that you have from that. So definitely recommend checking out healthy crock pot recipes. I know we do that pretty often. You like to do, I should say we, as we do share the cooking duties, but she is more of the crock pot queen over here and finds all kinds of good recipes. And again, it's a great healthy thing to do. You toss all your ingredients in there, set it to low, let it go for 3 or 4 hours, and then you have a good healthy meal that can last you over the next 2 to 3 days. So that's a great option. And so basically that's pretty much all I had. I think also too, we shop a European style, they call it, which is we buy all the things and then you make it that week. And that's a good way to shop, just because you're kind of buying vegetables, fruits, and lean proteins and all those type of things that have to be in right away before, so that way you're kind of staying away from more processed foods. And that's important to stay away from processed foods. So make sure you're, you know, finding time to sit down and cook and make your own food, and try to buy those fresh products as much as you possibly can. Try to get organic when you can. I know it's a little more expensive, but those products can be better for you as well, and have more of the vitamins and minerals that you need and that you want to get from those vegetables as well. So yeah. I think next we did also, do you have anything else you want to add about how we eat and your experience?
No, not really. I feel like we're going to get into this a little more next week when we talk about like diet plans in general, and like the way that we shop and get ready for our week and food prep throughout the week. So yeah,
you can talk about the food prep that you do and how you got to set up for that. We did have a challenge. We recommend that everybody go out and try to change one meal a week to a vegan meal. So basically, like Jessica was mentioning earlier, kind of replacing those meats, those animal products in your dinner one night a week, and start there and ramp it up. Maybe you might start doing it a couple nights a week where you replace all the animal products with the equivalent vegan product, and you'll just kind of start to increase that, and you'll start to replace certain products. And we found that oftentimes some of these meats and chickens taste like the real thing. I know we like the Impossible meat.
Yeah.
That tastes to me like real ground beef. We recently went to a vegan restaurant.
yeah.
and brewery where they serve all vegan food, and they had some Beyond Meat steak tips, and those were really good, and nachos that they make there. Chicken has been good. The cheese has been iffy.
It just kind of depends. And like a lot of times for us, like thinking about going vegan, what makes it so difficult is that you have to think of those dairy products, right? Like the cheese and the sour cream and the milk. And you're like, oh, wait, you're right. That does come from an animal. So technically being vegan, you can't have that. So that was a challenge for us of like, how do we replace those in our meals? But honestly, there's so many different recipes out there, so many different brands that are now selling vegan options. So,
I think we'll get into that next week, or we'll talk more about some of the recipes that we use. We'll talk and give you a little bit of rating and reviews on some of the products that we've tried. And we can talk more about the brands that we've tried as well, and what kind of works best and what tastes best and what to stay away from on some of these vegan products, and just give those honest reviews of what they've been able to, that basically crosses over and tastes exactly like the animal-based product. So we'll get into that more next week. And don't forget to follow us on Superhumanistic on everything. Leave those ratings and reviews so others can find this podcast, and hopefully they will find it useful and helpful.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye.